The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to our weekday sittings. And I'm happy to be sitting here with you and having a sense of our shared practicing together. And one of the important things to notice in mindfulness meditation, is when our mind has a strong interest or attraction or tendency towards things which are not paying attention to things which are not so helpful for us, things which are undermining us or draining us or troubling us in some way that maybe is not necessary to always focus on. And in meditation, sometimes it's useful to actually find some place in the body and mind that feels wholesome to ground oneself in, to touch into, not as Pollyannish, not as an avoidance directly or escaping from what's challenging in our lives. There are major challenges we have, a lot of suffering that this practice is meant to address. But in its due time, to be able to hold what's challenging with what is supportive, to find a supportive place inside to meditate, to connect to, and then from there to open up and perhaps have a little more calm or equanimity to be with what's difficult. So as we start this sitting today, I'll ask you to go and find some place that maybe feels wholesome inside, maybe feels like a place of support or grounding that might be nice to rest your attention in. That's different than for some of us, the automatic tendency to go off into thoughts, ideas, feelings, which as we bring attention to them, doesn't really enliven us, doesn't really free us or calm us or help kind of make us feel alive in a satisfying way. So, taking a meditation posture that hopefully you've given some care and attention to, finding a posture that is supportive for you, ideally a posture that doesn't increase any kind of physical pain or challenges that you have. If anything, it helps decrease it. A nice upright posture, perhaps. And to close your eyes, or keep your eyes open if that's much better. Half open is the usual way, having the eyes look down. But if all things are equal, it's nice to keep the eyes closed. And begin by tuning in to your breathing. And be aware of three breaths, just the way they are, like you're discovering breathing for the first time. Discover three breaths. Three inhales and three exhales. And then to take three breaths again, but this time in a comfortable way, deeper breaths, fuller breaths. So you get plenty of oxygen coming in, plenty of exhaling, long, gentle exhale. letting your breathing return to normal. And then in an easygoing way to scan through your body to see if there's any obvious places that you can release, you can relax. Might start the top of the head, the area of the forehead and eyes. The cheeks, the jaws. Perhaps as you exhale, to relax your shoulders. And if the shoulders don't relax, but they feel tense, sometimes it's enough just to create space around the tension. Almost like you're feeling, by feeling the space around them, you give more breathing room for the tension. And then maybe it softens on its own. Relaxing the chest. And softening the belly. And finally, perhaps it's nice to relax your legs, thighs and calves. And then looking around your body and noticing if there's any place in your body that you associate or where you feel something wholesome, wholesome feelings, feelings of some modicum of well-being, some feeling of stability or calm, pleasure or happiness, some place of that feels at home, comfortable in your body. And let yourself really register and feel this place. Almost as if you can rest there. And perhaps feeling that place, you can also rest or relax just a little bit, the thinking mind. And this place that you have inside, maybe of well-being or a place of comfort. Perhaps your breathing can somehow occur in relationship to it, parallel to it, or through it, with it, as if the two accompany each other. And is there any place in the breathing where the body breathes, the sensations of breathing? Even if just for a single moment, where breathing itself feels comfortable or wholesome or has a rightness to it. Might not be the place where you usually experience your breathing. It might be some place that's more subtle. Still movements of breathing, sensations of breathing. But maybe more subtle than what you usually notice. And as you exhale, relaxing the mind, relaxing, letting go of the thinking muscle. So as you let go of the grip or the hold on thoughts, the intensity of thoughts, you let go into what feels nice, even if in the body breathing. Not trying too hard, not expecting too much. And as you're meditating, assume that you're meditating perfectly, as opposed to assume that anything you do is not quite right. Just assume that it's all right on track. And in being right on track, being just right, what's happening, it inspires you to be present for what's happening, to be mindful and aware. In a kind way, in a supportive way. whatever challenges you have as you're sitting here. Perhaps you can understand or perceive that those challenges are held, supported by something wholesome within, some stability, calmness, spaciousness, some care and compassion. That the challenges are supported in such a way that maybe it feels helpful to breathe through the challenges, with the challenges. So you're not focusing entirely on the challenge, but you're holding it in a wider context of goodness. And as we come to the end of this sitting, to once again see if you can find within some place of well-being or goodness, some place that feels calm or stable, some place that maybe feels, has some feeling of wholesomeness, goodness, or a sense of comfort and safety within, in your body, in your mind, in your heart. Maybe for 3 breaths, to breathe with and through such a place within, no matter how small it is. And then from this place and within, to bring into mind some of the people you'll be seeing or talking to or emailing or thinking about today. And hold them, hold the image of them, the idea of them, close to this place inside that feels wholesome or stable or calm. Maybe a place of stillness. Hold them close to your goodness. And see if you can find some sense of care, goodwill, friendliness, love, that somehow vibrates, somehow is allowed to be in association with the people that you'll be in contact with today. And in what ways might you support them? If you act from, speak from the place within where you're most supported. If you're connected to your place of calm or stability or goodness, might there be there some even unarticulated wish for their welfare, their happiness? May it be that what you touch into as you meditate, may it be for the welfare and happiness of all people that you encounter. May in some small way the lives of others be improved through the small acts of care that we offer.